Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Is the war on women back? Democrats accused Republicans of waging one during the last election, in part because they failed to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, which was first passed in 1994 and has easily received bipartisan support since then. The law would funnel $650 million to programs fighting domestic violence, including law enforcement. But Republicans object now because the bill up for renewal would expand services to undocumented immigrants, same-sex couples, and would allow tribal courts and police to pursue non-Native Americans who attack women on tribal lands. That's an obscure but thorny issue. There's a lot going on in Washington this afternoon. There will be a committee vote on the White House nominee for Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel. Tonight, of course, the State of the Union. But less is being heard about the contentious Violence Against Women bill. The Senate is expected to pass it today, but the Republican-controlled House is balking. James Homan is national political reporter for Politico. James, this tribal provision, start there. We understand that's the biggest concern for Republicans. How does the system work now, and how would it change under the bill?
Good to be with you, Robin. There is a serious tribal loophole in the system right now, and about half of Native American women are married to non-Native men. But when those non-Native men beat or attack or assault or rape the Native women, Indian courts, the tribal courts, are not legally allowed to prosecute them. And the result is that a lot of men have gotten away with committing violence against women.
Well, just a couple questions there. First of all, more statistics. According to the Amnesty International report, these Native American women are also more likely to be attacked, 2.5 times more likely to be raped than Caucasians. 60% of them suffer from domestic violence, and 86% are raped by non-Native men. And as you said, they're often married to non-Native men. But why do these men get away? Why can't they just go to police off reservations?
A lot of times police are reluctant to get involved in these cases. There are some really, really sad horror stories of women who were beaten and sought help and assistance. The U.S. attorney who could prosecute is often hundreds of miles away from these tribal reservations. And conservatives have blocked the efforts to change it. Some have, not all, saying that constitutionally you can't force non-natives into the native court system.
Yeah, tell us,
they have a constitutional right.
Tell us more about these objections. They're saying things like there's no guaranteed protections like those afforded by the Bill of Rights, that these Native American courts aren't equipped for these trials.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Robin. A lot of these courts are not following the same common law that we might know in non-native courts, and the appellate system is very, very different. You can't get to the Supreme Court, for example, directly, and the holdup since the bill expired in 2011 has been coming up with some kind of compromise that can fill this tribal loophole, but do it in a way that gives non-natives a chance to appeal.
Well, tell us more about what a compromise might be, because we understand some Republicans are trying to get a compromise version passed, and a group of 17 House Republicans sent a letter to Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor asking them to pass the bill in the House. But what might a compromise be?
So Tom Cole, who's a Republican senator from Oklahoma, very conservative, also Native American, has been really trying to close this loophole. He's been working with Daryl Issa, a congressman from California, and they have reached basically a compromise that extends the Native American court powers, but it also allows those non-Native defendants a chance to appeal to various federal law enforcement officials and other courts after they are charged.
Yeah. Well, that is the Native American issue, but as we said, the bill also extends rights under the Violence Against Women Act to gay Americans, to undocumented immigrants. So this is going to continue to be a contentious issue. We'll continue to follow it. James Homan, national political reporter for Politico, the latest on the Violence Against Women Act in Congress. James, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.